Aha, you're still here. Just in time, in fact. You know, I got a lovely letter from my dear sister Nanny Cadavra today. It was very good news. Turns out she's nowhere near as flammable as everyone thought. This next tale should seem quite familiar to most of you. I think we can all relate. I can't quite put my finger on it, but something about this narrator seems so very familiar to me. This is The Build-A-Block Man, written by Erin Lillis, and read by her too. Then she did the sound design and added all the music. Enjoy.
Lego have come. You must be thrilled. The latest new set for you to build. But before you spill out that wonderful box filled with the colorful plastic blocks, there's something important you need to know first. A warning to heed before you're immersed. You can take it from me. I learned it firsthand from my aunt's new boyfriend's family friend, Stan. He's a bit strange, but I believed in his fears when the blood drained from his cheeks and even his ears.
Have you heard of the legend of the Build-A-Block Man?
He told me his tale, then turned tail and ran. The guidance he gave, I'll pass on to you. It happened to Stan, and he swears it's all true. There's something about those bricks and tiles, and even the metal erector styles, that draw the attention of a mischievous spirit. But if you follow the rules, you'll never need fear it. Now, of course, you should let your mind fixate. Construct, connect, invent, create. Form cities for heroes to patrol and save, or haunted houses complete with graves. Make cars and trucks and ships to drive, or people and pets and plants that thrive. But then, when you're done and it's time for bed, don't dare leave the pieces out. Instead, clean up all the parts you didn't use. Yes, it's a bore, but you dare not refuse. Don't whine, sigh, cry, or complain. I'll tell you why if you'll let me explain. When you create, you're in a kind of spell, and it stirs up some magic there where you dwell. Now, according to the Build-A-Block lore, that magic you made will open a door. In will slip the being that was drawn to your play. He'll survey the scene and decide to stay. With nowhere to go and nothing to do, he'll make up his mind to inhabit a few of the bricks and logs and joints and sticks, the figures and gears and whatever he picks. The parts will then jiggle and wriggle and jump, rolling together into one giant clump. You'll hear it crackle and crunch and scrape as it forms into a humanoid shape. Two arms, two hands, two legs and feet. A head on a neck makes him complete. I'm only reporting what I heard from Stan, but he's not just lore. He's the Build-A-Block Man. Now the door's open for just one night, but one night's enough for all kinds of frights. Hearing footsteps in hallways or echoes in rooms? Seeing shadows or lights or smelling perfumes? I can't be for certain, but the outlook is grim. If you left out those toys, it's probably him. Giddy and free to do what he dares, he'll eat all the snacks and flip all the chairs. He'll get up to no good and without any shame. I bet come the morning, you'll get the blame.
Who spilled the milk? Who cracked the eggs?
Who chewed off the screws from the table legs?
Who scrawled bad words on all of the walls?
And poked out the eyes in all of my dolls?
Who pinched Grandma right on the bum?
Who chewed up and spit out all of my gum?
But his biggest offense yet will be to put a single plastic brick just under Dad's foot. He'll scream, according to plan. These are definitely the deeds of the Build-A-Block Man. So, Be safe from this creature's dirty tricks, and just put away your blocks and bricks. Save your family and pets, Gramps and Gran, but mostly yourself from the Build-A-Block Man.